Hello, a very good evening to you and welcome to Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Dairy. Thanks for joining us. All records were broke last week in migration. More than 53,000 people came in 7 days. Just as a reminder, last year, a total of 43,000 of illegal border crossers were apprehended by the police, much less than it is now in a week. And for the time being, the migrant wave remains. According to M1 correspondents in Croatia, the authorities are trying to send everyone towards Hungary just before the construction of the fence finishes along the Hungarian-Croatian border.
Only a few migrants were resting in tents during the day at the Opatovac reception camp. Parts of the reception center were completely empty. Meanwhile, buses full of migrants continued to arrive to the entrance of the camp. But migrants spend less and less time at the camp compared to previous weeks. Officials are trying to send them on to Hungarian territory as soon as possible. According to the newest summary in 2 weeks, more than 77,000 have arrived to Croatia. Of them, most left in the direction of Hungary. There is a constant flow of people coming from Serbia as well. At the Babska border crossing, migrant groups arrive and continue one after the other. Migrants aren't discouraged by the cold and rain either. Transportation of migrants, however, has become quicker in Croatia. Most make it to the Hungarian border in under a few hours.
Near Iraq border, Islamic State there.
Hundreds disembarked from this train at dawn in Botovo. And more than 1,000 migrants arrived to Borč by the afternoon. Border crossers were transported to Beremend via bus. More than 24,000 arrived to Hungary over the weekend. Last week, the number of migrants passed 53,000 in 1 week. Since the beginning of the year, 275,000 have stepped onto the country's land illegally.
The Hungarian and the Slovenian police will jointly patrol the two countries' common border along its entire section. This is what the two interior ministers agreed on. There will not be a fence or a wire at the border. Slovenia and Hungary are in a similar situation in many ways. They are also the first Schengen country and neighbors to Croatia. The only difference is that Croats sent 1,000 to 2,000 of migrants there, while tens of thousands to Hungary.
Sandor Pinter, interior minister, held talks with his Slovenian counterpart about a joint action on the Slovenian side of the border crossing. We agreed with the minister on joint patrols on the border. So the police are going to keep in touch and keep an information exchange flow on the actual migrant situation, both on the Hungarian as well as on the Slovenian side of the border, said the Hungarian interior minister. In the middle of September, Slovenian police used tear gas to dismiss hundreds of migrants who wanted to reach Slovenia from Croatia through the Harmika border crossing. The Slovenian interior minister said in connection with the migrant situation that the two countries face a shared problem. We are facing a joint problem, so it is important for Slovenia to receive up-to-date information on the migration situation in Hungary, because the events influence the Slovenian situation too. Our country would be in a very difficult position if 10,000 migrants entered its borders. So an intensive cooperation with Hungary is important to manage the migration situation with collective effort, said the Slovenian interior minister. The interior ministers also agreed that both Hungary and Slovenia have to respect the rules of Schengen border controls. Therefore, the Hungarian and Slovenian police will jointly patrol the approximately 102-kilometer-long border section.
Hungary will propose introducing global refugee quotas at the ongoing UN General Assembly session so that global powers, who had a hand in destabilizing the Middle East and North Africa, will also do their part in sharing the burden of illegal migrants, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade Peter Szijjártó said in New York on Monday. The minister added that in a short time, millions will knock on Europe's borders again. That is why it is important to reach a decision as soon as possible to allocate them. Migration was also a topic in the Hungarian parliament. The spokesman of the ruling Fidesz party warned about the security risks again. The radical nationalist Jobbik still insists on a referendum on refugee quotas.
Ügydöntő népszavazást szeretnénk Magyarországon tartani, kiiratni.
The radical nationalist Jobbik party says that citizens should be asked if they are willing to take in foreigners to Hungary. The vice chairman of the party said in parliament that Jobbik will initiate a referendum on refugee quotas. András Schiffer, leader of the Green Opposition LMP party, said that his party already called attention to the migration crisis earlier in spring. The parliamentary state secretary of the Ministry of Human Resources said that the Hungarian government, together with charity organizations, successfully prevented a humanitarian disaster, despite the fact that dozens arrive each day to Hungary. The spokesman of the ruling Fidesz party emphasized that many of the uncontrolled migrants who enter the country could mean a potential terror threat.
Tourism can break a record in Hungary, according to fresh statistics. This has been the tendency since 2010, otherwise. But international news about migration in Hungary does not contribute to this. Experts say they are trying to emphasize in every forum they can that Hungary is a safe place.
Fences were built, dried out trees cut down, and paths were cleared that were hard to get to until now. The Nógrád County Honti Precipice and Ravine Valley area were almost completely renewed. And at the Lake Balaton, the event called Open Balaton, promoting the lake, took its start. There's good wind, the temperature is pleasant, so those who arrive this week or the next weekend will be able to take a boat ride, said a boat owner. Amongst other activities, there will be a sailboat open day, a cycling tour, wine tasting and musical programs for visitors. The goal is that more people visit Lake Balaton, even in the fall. In Budapest, the Szent István Square was full of tourists, even despite the cold.
Why Budapest? It's very famous. Very famous in China.
This Chinese tour guide said that Budapest is a very popular destination in their country, and she brings groups every month to see the city's main tourist sites.
Minden évben rekordot döntött a hazai vendégforgalom.
For the occasion of World Tourism Day, professional associations strengthened their cooperation with a joint declaration. The deputy state secretary responsible for the area said that since 2010, records have been broken each year, and it seems so far that that won't change this year either. In the first half of 2015, international tourist arrivals increased by 17% in our country, which was one of the world's most dynamic growths. Hungary, and especially Budapest, are more and more popular and more fashionable. We can say that it's really made its way into the world map of tourism these years, said the state secretary. Adam Rusinko also added that migration and international news about Hungary aren't affecting the sector well, so leaders of organizations in the sector are trying to emphasize on any forum they can that Hungary is a safe place.
With various games and an exhibition, this is how the 100th birthday of the Hungarian animation was celebrated at the Milan Expo. The Hungarian pavilion is visited by 10 to 12,000 people daily. Many are interested in the concerts and the shows.
Visitors at the Milan Expo's Hungarian pavilion wait in long lines. Thousands come each day to see, for example, the history of Hungarian animation's 100 years. Children can draw and then bring the characters to life. We brought lots of games. We call them optical games. With them, we can bring animation film techniques closer to children, hoping that maybe they'll understand movies better as well, said an organizer. For the occasion, organizers also prepared an expo showing the history of Hungarian animation. New Hungarian inventions also had a big audience at the Hungarian tent. This game that you can control with your thoughts was very popular. The main theme of this year's World Expo is health. In relation to it, visitors can learn about the beneficial effects of Hungarian thermal waters. Along with the continuous expositions and performances, Hungarian folk music and classical music also play a big role at the expo. The band Napra has performed, and Hungarian folk dancing groups have also put on shows. And at the Triennale Theatre in Milan, the Italian audience had the chance to take a look at parts of pieces from the Hungarian Contemporary Opera Festival. The World Exhibit closes on October 31st.
And that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time, or you can follow us online. Thanks for watching from me and all the team here. Good night.